If your bucket list includes hitting course designs by golf legends Palmer, Player, and Trevino, it's time to swing out to Geneva National Resort. Just an hour from Chicago in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, this semi-private resort boasts a master's trifecta, making Geneva National the ideal stay-and-play escape. For only $95 in October, you can play two of Geneva National's coveted courses and stay overnight for free. These hot dates fill up fast, so visit GenevaNationalResort.com to book your stay and play today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy, never being in the mood, and when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's Home for Bears Fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The score! Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock from the Score Update Studio. I'm Nick Shepkowski. Bears again added at Halas Hall today, practicing for their trip to Seattle on Sunday. No confirmation yet, but sure seems like Jimmy Clausen's going to get the start, as Jay Cutler again did not participate in practice today. John Fox, though, not worried about playing in Seattle as he is as much playing Seattle.
There's a challenge, you know, wherever you play. A lot of times it's who you play. Is the real challenge.
3:20 start on Sunday for that one. Cubs off today. They prep for the Pirates, who come into town for a three-game series starting tomorrow. It will be John Lester taking on Garrett Cole in the pitching matchup tomorrow. Pirates are wrapping up a series in Colorado this afternoon. They're tied with the Rockies at 2 in the fifth inning. White Sox in the Bronx for 4. That first one tonight, Chris Sale goes this evening. He's just 4 strikeouts away from 1,000 for his career. Blackhawks today released forward Graham Knott. In the NFL tonight, the 0-2 Giants host the 1-1 Washington Redskins on Thursday Night Football. Remember, you can catch that in progress. It'll be joined in progress tonight on The Score after the conclusion of White Sox and Yankees. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Chicago.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And meet Bobby Portis Monday between 6 and 8 p.m. to celebrate the grand opening of International Kia at 8301 West 159th Street in Tinley Park. I'm Nick Shepkowski. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Today, sorry, brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, LibertyAutoCity.com.
Here you are, Mr. Football.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
When I was working for the Bears, they used to call me Mr. Goodfellow because I always thought with optimism.
We always called each other Goodfellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're going to like this guy. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. You understand?
Writer for National Football Post.
I think this team's going to be a little bit better than people think.
Scouting the Bears' next opponent.
Wilson back to pass. He throws to the left side of the end zone. It's caught by Jimmy Graham for a touchdown.
And off inside the Lynch. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Wilson steps up, throws. Touchdown, Doug Baldwin!
Greg Gabriel.
This is a winning combination, and we're going to keep it going.
Greg Gabriel with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Greg Gabriel is brought to you by Jeff Rosen, Rosen Mazda in Waukegan, where you'll save a fistful of dollars.
He's on Twitter at Greg Gabe, and now he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Well, Greg, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
All right. I'm trying to find out if internally, were you ever part of a team where you went into a game, I mean, you're Mr. Goodfellow, but... They have to know that there's a buzzsaw waiting for them. And how you can coach to get value out of a game in which you're probably going to get clobbered.
You know, from the standpoint of coaching, you have to go in, and even on the player's standpoint, you have to go in thinking you have a chance to win. Otherwise, you're going to get slaughtered. I mean, that it's part of the game. It's part of the competitive nature of the game. And, you know, guys think they always have a chance, and now you're looking at the Seattle squad. Everybody thought, you know, they're going to run away with the AFC West just like they have the last couple years, and yet they're 0-2, and they're in their home opener, so you know they're going to be riled up to play a good game in front of the home crowd, and that's a tough place to play to begin with. But, you know, when you look at them, you watch them play, they're just not playing good football as compared to the way they've played football the last couple seasons.
That's sort of what I see, Greg. It's not that, you know, I know you miss Cam Chancellor and defense and all the other stuff, you know, whatever convenient thing you want to pick up on and say, well, that's part of the problem. Yeah, it is part of the problem. But I just don't think they've played great on either side. It isn't like that's an offensive problem. None of it to me has been very impressive. And I know that's easy to say when they've lost two, but I haven't seen much spark. I haven't seen anything like this team, like the powerful team we've seen in the last couple of years.
Well, you know, on the offensive line, they lost Max Unger in the trade to get Jimmy Graham, and he was really the glue of the offensive line, the leader of the offensive line, and that, even though on paper it might not look like a huge loss, it really was. And now you've got a guy who was a guard, Drew Nowak, playing at the center position. You've got a different guy playing on the outside than before, Gary Gillum, who is a second-year guy from Penn State, playing at right tackle. Justin Britt, who was a right tackle last year, I think, is playing at left guard. Mm-hmm. So you got guys moved all over the place. They haven't developed that cohesiveness. The running game, it's been okay, but it's not what we're used to seeing with Marshawn Lynch. But then, you know, Marshawn Lynch is 30, 31 years old now, and, you know, maybe he's hitting that proverbial wall. You know, when a running back starts to go downhill, he doesn't gradually go downhill. He falls off the cliff. You know, his legs mm-hmm. start to go, and you lose it real quickly, and it's not a gradual type thing. And, you know, I can't say that is happening because he's a highly competitive player, but he hasn't been the same guy we've been used to seeing the last few years.
So what's Seattle doing now from their perspective when they look at a Bears team that is so overmatched talent-wise? What do you think is their likely approach? Do they just sort of ease their way in and grind the Bears down, or do they take big shots and try to demoralize them early?
Well, you know, when you look at their receiving core, their wide receiver core, they don't have a true game breaker. They got a bunch of guys that are, if you put them on other teams in the league, there'd be twos and threes. They don't have a true number one wide receiver. Baldwin's a good receiver, but he's not a number one. You know, he's a two or three at best across the league, and that's the same way with Curse. They had hope when they brought in Jimmy Graham, who's more a wide receiver than tight end, that he would be the answer. He would be that true number one, and he's got like seven catches for a 9-yard average or something in the first two games. And I know he was a little pissed off after the last game and started being vocal about it. So I would expect that you're going to start to see him get the ball a little more this game. And who do the Bears have to cover him? You know, the safety position is tough. You got to put a corner on him. The corners haven't played too good, and this is a guy who's 6'7" who can run like a wide receiver. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised that you see a big game from Jimmy Graham this week.
You know, it's interesting because I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, maybe this season will be just the Seahawks will never quite get it back together, at least like we've seen. And they would be one of the teams you'd say, you know, well, that's how difficult it is in the NFL to keep that kind of thing going. It's really difficult, even for a team that's back-to-back Super Bowls, won one, lost one. But, I mean, even for a team that looked that great, Greg, it's still difficult to put that back on, lose players, put it all back together, and win again. It's everybody suspects it, but I think they win it probably along with the Packers as one of the co-favorites in the NFC. And I haven't seen much of it. Maybe it's still there. But they, to me, are the perfect example of what happens when you start losing a player here, start losing a player there, and they just haven't really looked very good.
No, the difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players
yep.
per team, and most of the talent is pretty equal. If you have a good quarterback and you have a strong offensive and defensive line, you got a chance in every single game. You've got to get good quarterback play. They have the good quarterback. You know, he's a remarkable athlete. He's different than most players in the league because he's so short. He's only 5'10", 5'10 and a half, but he can make so many plays, you know, with his feet and extend plays. What the Bears got to do is try to contain him. Don't let him outside the pocket. Then that hurts his vision. You know, if that happens, you're making him throw from the pocket, and he throws better on the run and makes better plays on the run than he does from throwing in the pocket.
Well, the Bears are one of the teams who made a star out of him when he first arrived, and thinking, well, this shouldn't be that big a deal.
That was the game he arrived.
And then he brings them back with read option stuff that confused everybody, and they're crashing down every time. There's no scrape exchange action, and they set him on the path to stardom, so they should know.
They did.
No, it's not hard to go in and have a plan. It's hard to maintain that plan and execute that plan. You know, and you got to play perfect. You got to play very disciplined defense against a team like Seattle. And, you know, your corner's got to do a good job in coverage. The linebacker's got to play contain extremely well. Once you break contain, this guy breaks the pocket, and he can make it, you know, and where most cases the quarterback